All right, let's get started. So there's a just in case you're wondering, we're holding on the sugya on Daf Yud Aleph from base. A little ways to catch up.
No, just not too far, huh?
Where are you holding?
Yud Aleph from the base.
Oh, that's not
what I'm. Not that far, huh? Not too far, Ed. You took a little hiatus, so whatever. It's all good. Anyway, there's some very interesting sugyas over here. A few Gishmak Akashas that the Talmidim were asking that I'll share. Some Terutzim that we saw. And then there's another, the Shtikl Sugya that we'll get into. So, first things first. So, we talked about the status of the Kohen Gadol. As you know, it's a very interesting phenomenon when it comes to the Galus. The Galus, the way it works, the nature of the Galus is that you're in Galus until the Kohen Gadol dies. Once the Kohen Gadol dies, you go free. That's what we saw. If the Kohen Gadol died before the Gemar Din, and then he got a Gemar Din, and then they appoint a new Kohen Gadol, so when you go to Galus, you're going to have to go to Galus. And you go to Galus, you wait till the second Kohen Gadol dies. So we saw in the previous Mishnah an interesting idea, which is that the mother of the Kohanim Gedolim would come and give Michi or Mazayin food, and take care of the boys. Come, they would come to all the Ari Mikvah that they should not daven that their son should die, or they should daven that their son shouldn't die. But there's an idea that the Kohen Gadol is shuldig, he's guilty in some sense. It's like his fault. That's the idea. So that's the story. So basically, what's his fault? He should have davened that such a calamity didn't happen. The Gemara brings example that Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi was three parsois away. A lion. It was an accident. A lion. Whatever. A lion ate somebody. And Rabbi Shimon ben Levi used to have Eliyahu HaNavi come visit him, and he refused to visit him because it was on his watch, so to speak. Even three parsois away, it was like he was somewhat guilty. He didn't daven enough for his people that these types of things shouldn't happen. Oh. So the Gemara asks a very interesting question over here. It's like, Meila, I understand. The Maisa happened, it was an accident, the guy was chopping wood and killed somebody. So it's the fault of who? The Kohen Gadol that was there at the time. That Kohen Gadol is long dead. Okay, he's left. He's not a Kohen Gadol anymore. So we have this Kohen Gadol who came in just pashut before the Gemar Din, and then they paskin on the Gemar Din. Then the story that he's chayiv to go to Galus. He goes to Galus, and now his death is shuldik. So it's very madnezach. What's pshat? That he's responsible. The Gemara fragged this kasha. Gemara is bothered by this. So the lashon of the Gemara is, okay. My havelei lemevad. What do you want from the Kohen Gadol? The new Kohen Gadol, he's just wept behind his ears. He just inaugurated his position. He was not the person who was responsible for the dar. The maisa happened prior. So my havelei lemevad, what do you want from this poor Kohen Gadol? That it's his death that's going to be mechaper that he should go out free. So the Gemara answers, "Hayla levakish rachamim sheyigmar dina leschos." He should daven that it should be zaycha and din and not have to go to Galus. Very strange psak halacha. I mean, what a very strange Gemara. What does that mean? This is what the Talmidim are bothered by. What's going on over here? How can that be that we're davening that they should make a mistake? I mean, if the psak happened, if the story happened that he killed him, he killed him by accident, he's chayv galus, he wanted to be pashut and ibus adin. What's going on over here? This is what Talmidim were bothered by. And I'm like, I remember this as a kasha from my youth when we learned this. And it's a good question. It's a very basic question, very good question. The Gemara, I mean, so the Mefarshim do talk about it. So there's a, so the Aruch HaNer says an answer. The Shaila is the answer as good as the question? I'll let you decide, okay? So the Gemara, so the Archoner asks it a very clear way. Let me find it. Yod Aleph on the base. I'm looking in the wrong. I don't know. Oh, Zomar Aleph. One second. Yod Aleph on the base. Here it is. So it says, Sheyigmar dina l'schos. So that's on that piece. So it says over here, Ein lahakshos sharei vaday loy noymar shetoa bezin. What do you want to say? The bezin made it toes? Avim kain hech yanishakain gadol al shalay yispal shiyitu adayonim. So either you got to say that Bezdin made a mistake, which is something you'd rather not say, or you're saying they didn't make a mistake and you should have davened that they should make a mistake? What's going on over here? It's a big pile, big pile. So that's the kasha way he asks. That's how he words the question. Gives the answer, Di Shleimer. You can answer like this. Sharei im haya kodesh baruch hu meichel l'chatov. If Hashem would be meichel his sin, like tzarech oid l'chaparas golos. There's no need for kaparas galus. The whole thing is telling in Mechilas Hashem that he needs this kapara. He doesn't have to be'etzem have a kapara of going to galus. The purpose is because Hashem needs to, the galus is a means for Hashem to be meichel. But be'etzem, he could have davened that Hashem should forgive him for the fact that it happened. If that would be the case, then they could have paskened taka that he doesn't need to go to galus. And then there wouldn't be a mistake on Bezin's part that Itaka doesn't need to go to Golos. They'll find Stodim to be Matrim because the Ibishta was Meichel. Very interesting idea that's how it works. You know, most of us don't think of like Psagadin. Like, we don't think of it like that. Okay, I'm just saying, like Bezin Paskins, this guy's Chag Misa. So, that itself, you know, like, we sort of fault the court. Funny thing, right? There's a court finds the guy, Chag Misa, so it's like a murderous court, right? The fact of the matter is that if they could have, in other words, maybe there's like a tie on the court that they won't daven that this person should be Zoicha, that Hashem should be Michaelim, and then if he's Michael, so then they'll find a way to get him out of it. You know, very interesting idea. It just changes the way you think about it. So that's one Nekuda. Second Nekuda is also a very interesting thing, that the Gemara, Tosfos asks this Kasha, it's a very basic Kasha, but it's Geshmaka Tosfos, I want to point out, which is, the Gemara brings down over here, the Mishnah, the Mishnah says a Pasha the Halacha, that after the Gemara Din, the Kohen Gadol dies, the guy never went to Golos, he immediately, post the Gemara Din, the Kohen Gadol drops dead. The guy doesn't need to go to Golos. Gemara asks, why doesn't he need to go to Golos? Maybe we should have to go to Golos. Gemara explains, you don't need to go to Golos. Why not? Because it's a Kavah Choymer. If a guy who's already in Golos gets to go out from Golos, surely somebody who never even went in shouldn't need to go. So Gemara says, what kind of pshat is that? Is what's mechaper? Isn't the maybe the one who went to Golos already got the kapara from being in Golos? So maybe he could go free, but this guy never got the kapara of going to Golos, so therefore he needs to go to Golos. Pasha the problem with this logic. And then the Gemara answers, well, do you think the Golos is mechaper? Golos is not mechaper, it's a Mises Kohen that's mechaper. As I stay in the Gemara, it's a Mises Kohen that's mechaper. Mandazach also. What do you mean it's a Mises Kohen that's mechaper? We had a whole long sugya earlier on in the Masechta. That's not how it works, okay? Mises Kayin, it says very clearly that we had, well, it was way back when, I forgot where it is, but the Gemara, but the Mefor, Tosfos says it right here. Tema. Enechanami, Medamer Brish, Mechilton, Taf Beis on the Beis, all the way back in the beginning. Heim Shalei Asu Maisa Ligla, maybe the Zayim men should have to go to Golos. You want to know why? Kechadit Tavim Kapara, because the Golos is the Kapara. So it's Pasha that the Golos is the Kapara. What are you talking about the Golos not Kapara? It's a Kasha, very Pasha the Kasha on the whole Gemara. Gemara is saying, well, you think the Golos is the Kapara? Golos has nothing to do with the Kapara. That's not how we've been understanding everything. So Taisus answers, Shleimer, Da'acha kapara lepatra migalus kamar. We don't mean the kapara of galus. Galus is itself kapara, but the mises kain is a kapara of patrin galus. That's what it is. It has a power of kapara of a patrin from galus. And he says it's an interesting raya. Taisus's raya is that because think about it, a guy could be one day he was in galus. Barely in Golos, and then the Kohen Gadol dies, he's ready around to go free. Another guy stuck there for years. He's stuck there for years. Why? Because the Kohen Gadol's a healthy guy. He's living long and he's stuck there. So Maisa, so it's not the Golos really. The power is the Mises Kohen that's power, has the power to be Mechaper. Anyway, that's the Nekuda number two. Next thing is a fascinating piece that's the next Gemara. And I'm not going to get all the way through to the end of it, but I just want to share just a funny idea. The Gemara declares a shaila. What if the Kohen Gadol that you have, he's been serving as Kohen Gadol for years, everyone respects him, Kohen Gadol, amazing Kohen Gadol, turns out they find out that his mother actually was previously married. It's a divorce situation. They didn't know about it. She came from Medina Sayyam, and turns out this guy is Ois Kayin. Kayin Gadol is not a Kayin. Right? So, now what? How does it affect the Reutzchim? Did they go out free? What's the story? So, what's the status? So, it's a Machlokes Amiron. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. One says that we look at it that the Kahuna died. The Kahuna died. So there's no need to go to Golos. The Kohen is dead. You could either have the Kohen Gadol die, the body, or his Kohuna. But either one, it was the death of a Kohen Gadol. Qualifies. Okay? That's the one Mahalach. The other Mahalach is his Batel Kohuna, which means that there's no Kohen over here. There never was. It was a mistake. Whatever. It's a toast make Gara. He's never a Kohen Gadol. And Mimela, it's like killing in the time. And getting a Martim when there's no Kohen Gadol, so you don't go out free. What do you mean? That's just the way it works. That's the way the cookie crumbles. That's the two sides of the Gemara. The Gemara says that Nemdon, that the Chayra, this Machlokes is totally in the Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. And what is the Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua? Same situation. You have a Kohen, regular Kohen, he's doing all kinds of avodah in this day, Samikdash, he's bringing Karbanos left and right. And then turns out that he finds out that his mother's a Grusha. So the shaila is, do you have to go through his log and look at every carbon that he brought and call up everybody and say, Herzachain, you thought you brought a carbon, you never brought a carbon. You have to come back, bring in brand new carbon. This guy, it turns out, it was never a kain, never was brought, and everything's farfallen. The whole thing falls apart. That Shita's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua says, not so fast. Whatever he did up until now is perfectly fine. It's a done deal. From here on in, you know, we'll demote him, but all the karbanas are kosher. Don't worry, it's kosher karbanas. He brings down a pasuk, in fact, Rabbi Yeshua, Baruch Hashem Chiloi, Ufal Yod of Tirza, which means that Hashem, even if he's a chalal, Hashem gives a bracha to it to give a kayach to his karbanas that he brought. Fascinating idea. Anyway, bottom line is, the Gemara says, Nemzon to Chayre could line up that way. According to Rabbi Yeshua, while he was doing the Avoida, it was a real thing. It worked. What happened is that it became Batum. Chayre, that's how he lines up. And Shitas Reb Eliezer is the other way around, that he says, Fakir, it's Batul Kuna. And if it's Batul Kuna, so again, Rabbi Yeshua would say it's Mesa Kuna. It's like the Kuna dies. Meaning, at the time, up until now, he was, we look at him as if he was a Kohen Gadol. And it's only now not. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, it would be a bottle of Kuna. Anyway, the Gemara rejects that and says that actually both of them could fit in with the other side as well. It could be that Rabbi Yeshua would agree that it's a bottle kahuna, and you're just saying that there's a special thing that the karbonis that he brought, it's valid karbonis. Okay, that's one idea. And the other way around, even Rabbi Eliezer, we said there's no way to say. I mean, he clearly said that it's a nothing, so obviously there's nothing to recognize in Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua is two ways to look at Rabbi Yeshua. Either he agrees or he disagrees with this idea of batel kahuna. The shaila that I have, and this is just food for thought, and we'll end with this. Shaila I have, I think it's a very interesting question. We learned that Mises Kain is Mechaber. So I don't know what that means. We don't really have an understanding. But then when a tzaddik dies, it's like a kapara, whatever it means. It's Mechaber, it doesn't mean. How could Mises Kain be Mechaber? I don't understand. Yeah, maybe he's a person, he's a Kain Gadol. He is the Kain Gadol. And he dies, so then I understand that could be a kapara, but like, I don't understand, but that, okay, we're familiar with the idea that the death of a person can be a kapara, that it turns out he's a Grusha, Ben Grusha, so like, that's going to help something? I don't understand. I spelled my Avonah. Here, by the way.
Yeah, but the tefillahs that are helping, it's not from the individual, it's from the kahuna itself. And behold, the kahuna itself died.
I just don't understand that. I don't know. Anyway.
Everything else is good. This part.
No, I just bothered. I'm just saying it's food for thought. I don't mean that, I'm not saying everything else is good. I'm just saying it's just a funny thing. Like, again, like I said, anybody dying being a kapara, how does that work exactly? It sounds Christian. I'm not saying it's a bothersome thing. I'm not saying. I don't mind admitting that I don't get it. I know, I'm just saying, yes, but it bothers me because, you know, it's not the way we think about things. I'm just saying. But at least I'm used to it, that the kahuna died is like a thing. I don't know, that it's actually mechaper, that he should go free. It's a wild idea. All right, we'll stop with this.